It's a story of an unlikely romance, and aren't those the best kind, at least for theater? Audiences love it when lovers triumph over adversity, even when the adversity is of the character's own making. In the case of Neil Simon's The Goodbye Girl, the problem is their widely different personalities. It's not that different from life, if you think about it, and that may be what gives the play its enduring appeal. John Rampage is the director of the Diamond Head Theater production. It's a Hawaii premiere, and he's here this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
What is it about star-crossed lovers that audiences like so much?
Well, I think in the case of a musical, because you're able to express that so much easier in a musical piece that tends to be, can often be like more of a soliloquy or, mm-hmm. or your thought process, which is hard to do in a non-musical.
Yeah,
I think everybody's attracted to it because everybody's, I think, experienced it at some point.
Well, and also you want a romance to work out.
Of course you do. And as you said before, in The Goodbye Girl, the interesting thing is that you have these two characters who really shouldn't be together,
yeah.
but are destined to become together mm-hmm. because they are so very opposite. And, you know, that's actually a theme of Neil Simon's that comes up in a lot of his shows. Two characters who shouldn't have anything in common.
The odd couple.
The odd couple, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Sunshine Boys
mm-hmm.
or even Barefoot in the Park.
No, you're right. Yeah.
You have a young lady who's a free spirit and her husband who is a, you know, very staid businessman. So it's a recurring theme in his pieces. And I think it's very interesting because he has such an optimistic take on it.
You know, and that leads to something I was just thinking about, John, which is that I think that shows that make you feel good, be they feel good musicals or plays, they give you hope.
They do. And you know, people go to the theater for a lot of different reasons. Some people just go to be entertained, to mm-hmm. forget. Mm-hmm. Some people want to be stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Everybody, I think, wants to be inspired to leave the theater either thinking or feeling a little more than you did when you came in.
Yeah, and maybe sort of, you know, making an effort at life that you might have given up on.
Exactly.
You know, maybe if these two characters can find happiness.
Why can't I?
Yeah, there's hope for us all.
Exactly. Now, most people won't do so by breaking into song while walking down the street, although.
That's a shame.
You do see that in occasion on certain street corners here in Honolulu.
Well, you probably share my regret that life isn't more like a Broadway musical. At least I've always felt that way.
I didn't realize it wasn't. My life is.
Lucky you.
Yeah, most of my dialogue is sound cues.
Well, you know, I just wish more people would burst into song because there are situations in life where you do want to say, okay, cue the song.
Exactly, if that's how you're feeling and that's how you want to express yourself. That's why I love working in musicals, because to me, they really aren't that different than real life.
Well, you have the challenge in a musical always of making that moment of bursting into song or dance somehow plausible, right? You've expected people to believe in the dramatic scenes, that they were real.
Right.
So,
well, hopefully if you're doing your job correctly, the audience won't be thrown by the fact that suddenly these people did just start dancing for no reason.
Yeah.
You know, good choreography, good singing, good musical score should be a continuation of the actual plot story. So it should take you along on the ride, not just be a little intermission, if you will.
Well, you know, so often when people perform songs from musicals in another context, they eliminate the introduction, the out-of-tempo moment,
exactly.
Which is such a shame.
And taken out of context, those songs have entirely different meanings. I think the classic example being My Funny Valentine, people thinking
yeah.
it's about Valentine's Day when actually it's about a character, a man whose name is Valentine.
Yeah.
And you're right. When you do take it out of context, when you take that opening verse, that setup
mm-hmm.
to what the story is about, it can totally change the context.
You know, sometimes in music, I go back to a standard and I discover an introduction that it had, a verse it had that
mm-hmm.
I didn't know about. And, yeah, it makes you reflect on the song.
The Gershwins especially. The Gershwins were
yeah.
famous. In many cases, their verse told more of the story
yeah.
and was more interesting than the song itself.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, what is that one, I've Got a Crush on You,
mm-hmm, exactly.
has a great verse. But that's part of the joy of musicals, isn't it? That whole, it's such a wonderful art form for that very reason.
It's a wonderful art form, and in my job, it's actually a wonderful learning experience. You know, many shows, once you start working on them, that's when you really notice how brilliant the composer or mm-hmm. the writer was. When you see the thread that's there that the audience doesn't have to see, but when you see the craft behind it, it's a great joy to work on.
For you as a director, you have to be aware of so much more than the audience is going to be aware of. And you don't want them to be aware of the nuances of when a lighting cue hits.
No, you don't. You want that. You know, it's hard, especially as a set or a lighting designer in especially. If you notice how good the lighting is, the lighting isn't good.
Music, same way.
And the music is the same way.
Yeah.
If you can actually say, wow, that's beautiful music, the composer might be brilliant, but they've lost the point.
And that's a real trick for you to sort of manage that, because composers do want to be perceived as brilliant.
And many of them are. I'm not meaning to say that they aren't.
Yeah.
But when you take any one individual part of a production and it stands out too much, it's spoiled the soup.
You've lost the balance, right?
Exactly.
Too many croutons. Or
too many croutons or too much oregano.
That's spoiled many a soup, I'm sure. Well, how many shows have you done, do you figure, over the years? I mean,
oh,
dozens.
Boy. You know, I've been at Diamond Head Theater as the artistic director for almost 18 years now. We do 6 shows a season. I oversee all 6. I usually direct and choreograph 2 or 3. So that alone, plus, you know, I do occasionally direct and choreograph at other theaters as well. I'm thinking, personally, I've probably directed about 70 or 80.
Well, you know, John, I know from our having talked before that it doesn't get old for you.
No, it doesn't get old. You know, each show that you take on is, it's been said before, it is a bit of a cliche, but it's true. Each show becomes your child.
Mm-hmm.
And each child has its own personality. And when you start on the road with that child, it takes you to places that you didn't expect. You know, it's very interesting. I had cocktails not too long ago with the great director, producer Hal Prince. And
oh,
we
boy.
Were talking about
the
shows
legend.
That we liked. And he said, you know, there were many shows that I liked when I started them. And then in the process, wasn't quite as enamored with them after all.
Well, John, I think you still like this show. And I.
You know, I do love this show. One of the reasons I like this show is that it's this gem, this jewel. I don't want to say it's been forgotten, but it kind of slipped into the cracks over the years, which happens to a lot of great, great shows.
All the more chance to bring it to life.
And I love that. I love it, and I love being able to share that with the Honolulu audience that may not be familiar. You know, most people know the show as a movie. It was a very, very successful movie.
Well, John, we'll look forward to it, and thanks very much for coming on the show.
You better come see it now.
Absolutely. Will do.
Thank you.
John Rampage is the director of the Diamond Head Theater production of The Goodbye Girl, which opens next Friday and runs through June 9th. More about it is on our HPR website.